Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Şemile bi rahmetihil halkal ecma'in. Ve khateme risalatihi bi khatemin nebiyyin. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدَنَا وَنَبِيَّنَا مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ صَاحِبُ الْمَقَامِ الْمَحْمُودِ وَالْحَوْرِ الْمَوْرُودِ فَاللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى حَبِيبِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَوَسِيلَتِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وسلم عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. You've gathered here today to glorify, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submit to Him, to surrender to Him, to seek His forgiveness, to seek His protection, to seek His pardon and salvation. We've also gathered here to remember and to praise the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending Him to illuminate our hearts, to purify our actions, to strengthen our bonds amongst one another, to show us the steps towards Jannah, and to strengthen our relationship with our Lord Almighty. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our noble messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, and upon his purified and beautiful family, and upon the illustrious companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My respected elders, my dear brothers, sisters, youngsters, children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah. And may this day become a means for your salvation and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. On this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah, we are also here to remember the blessed month of Rabi'ul Awwal, which has just begun. A month of rejuvenating our hearts, of replenishing things which we have lost over the year, of reconnecting and retracing our steps and our relationship back with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For this is the month of life. This is the month within which Islam embodied itself throughout the Arab Peninsula. And this is the month where it takes us back to the origins of Islam, the origins of the blessed birth of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So insha'Allahul Aziz, in that regard, we will discuss in an abstract way the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam and how we can connect to him, but also in a contextual manner. Human life is such that looking up is part and parcel of human nature, i.e. we look at somebody, we look up towards somebody. This is part of who we are. And from the time that we are born, from the time that we come into this dunya, the very first thing that we do is we look up. We look up, and the time that we pass away and the time that we return back to our Lord, we also inevitably look up. So the beginning of insan is looking up, and the end of insan is also in many ways and forms also looking up. So the first thing that our eyes connect to when we are born and we come into this dunya is undoubtedly our mothers. Some may say he may be the doctor or the midwife or the nurse, but the point is we look up to our mother, the one who has just given birth to us, the one who carried us through stages of pregnancy, through great difficulty, through a huge amount of biological, emotional, mental change, through a huge amount of effort through that pregnancy and that delivery. We look up and we see our mother. And we continue to look up towards our mothers as we grow up. We look up towards their muhabba. We look up towards their love. We look up towards their compassion. We look up towards their protection, their guidance, their love, their food. Everything that we do as a child, and even as we grow up as toddlers and children and adolescents and adults, we continue to look up towards our mother. And then we also continue in the same vein to look up towards our father, because he is the one who also guides us, has and should have an equal relationship with our mother. And he is the one who supports us, who guides us, who tells us the good and bad, and strengthens us and provides for us and protects us. And the mother and the father together, we collectively as children, we look up towards our parents. And this continues during our lifetime. And then we look up towards our siblings, especially those who are older than us. We look to them, how they walk, how they talk, how they behave, and we compete with them, we vie with them for attention. We do all of these things, but what we continuously do is look up towards our siblings, whether in a positive or a negative manner. We look up towards our family members, and we are taught by our parents to look up to your grandparents, towards your nana, nani, dada, dadi, popo, mamu. Look up to them because they are your elders. Show respect to them, benevolence to them, kindness to them. Be there for them. We look up towards our family. And also we look up towards our spouse as well. When we are married, we look up to our partner, our husband. We want him to be there to protect us and guide us. We look up to our spouse, our wife. We want them to be compassionate and merciful towards us, and continue in that bond, in that relationship of love and cordiality, and work together. But as we develop, then we look up towards our friends. So you can see here the spectrum or the alignment of where we look up slightly changes and varies over time. It shifts from the mother to the father, to the siblings, to the family, to the spouses, to the friends, and then it goes towards the teachers. We start looking up towards the teachers because they are teaching us something different to what we learn at home, in a social context, in a cultural context, and even in a religious context. We look up towards our teachers because we want to become better at our particular topics and subjects and areas and fields of maths and science and English and various other things. But it doesn't stop then. We continue to look up, and due to the world that we live in, we start looking up towards celebrities, and we start looking up towards athletes, and we start looking up towards the social media and the influences of social media. And then we start up to look up towards brotheries and qawms and tribes and politicians. I'm siding with this team, I'm siding with this politician, I'm aligning myself in this particular area and field of power. And we continue to then look up furthermore towards businessmen and businesswomen and those people who are successful. And ultimately and inevitably, what we are looking up to is actually wealth. What we're looking up to is power, is influence and control. We're setting our sights higher and higher. We're looking up towards the pleasures of the dunya, and inevitably we look up only to ourselves. Because there will come a time for that same child who look up towards her mother, her father, her siblings, and the friends and all of the other things that we've mentioned. That person will then think, wait a minute, I don't need to listen to my mother anymore. I don't need to listen to my father. I don't need to listen to my teachers, my friends, X, Y, and Z, and all of the. I can look up to whoever I want. I can be whoever I want, and I can just look up only to myself. This is a stage of life. This is a circle of life where we start up looking towards these things, but we end up losing ourselves in all of these arbitrary relationships. Because that same people that you look up to, who may guide you and help you, that same people you will say, wait a minute, this person, I don't look up to them anymore. Unfortunately, it happens. Children will say, I don't look up to my parent anymore, I don't respect them anymore, I don't respect my teachers anymore, I don't respect this person or that person anymore, I don't look up to them, my values have changed. This is what we say as we go. So what happens is by only looking up to people and looking at people actually clouds us and our judgment and impedes us and our focus on the greater sights of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't created us just to look up at people. Because people inherently themselves are imperfect. They are fallible. They make mistakes. They will err. Today they will be good. Tomorrow they will be bad. Today will be on a high. Tomorrow they'll be on a low. Today you'll have the best relationship. Tomorrow you'll have the worst relationship. The same people that you loved are the people that will cut you from your roots. The same people that you adored and you look up to are the same people who will be doing blackmail and fraud and so many other things. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two eyes to focus our sight. And gives us a neck to not just look at people, to look through people. And to use our heart to look through people and actually look towards the heavens. And look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look towards the most perfect individual that He created and sent to all of mankind. Because He embodies all of the perfection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to instill within ourselves. So yes, as human beings, we start off looking up. But a majority of us, this is where we end up. We just keep on looking up to these human values and to these individuals. And we continue to look up, then fall. Look up, then fall. But we need to have our sights on a higher purpose, on a higher objective. So this is why I said we have not been created just to look up, but rather to look beyond the immediate, to look into the heavens. Look beyond people, to look into the heavens and look towards the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look towards the beauty and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look towards the power, the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look towards His compassion and the love and the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Look towards the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for us. Look towards the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the way that you see a person today, that same person will change over time and you will not see them in the same way. But the way that you look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is everlasting and He is unchanging and He will always be there for you with love, mercy, guidance, compassion, forgiveness and pardon. And therefore do not put all your eggs in one basket and put all your hopes and love and compassion into one individual or one relationship. But rather look to the everlasting, look to the eternal, look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He is providing for us, what is awaiting for us in the hereafter. This is what we need to see and change our sights, change our alignment, change our focus. That yes, our temporary look here is in the dunya, but our ultimate and our sharp focus and our goal is actually looking towards the hereafter, looking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those people, whether a male, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْسَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. That whether you are a male or a female, if you look towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you work towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will give you a good life in the dunya, but more importantly, He will give you a great life in the hereafter. Those people who set their eyes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will be sufficient for you in all of your affairs, in all of your difficulties. Because believe me, humans will let you down. Your spouse, your husband, your friend, your wife, your children, your friends, your family, your khandan, your politicians, every single person will let you down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let you down. Therefore look towards Him. Look towards Him in all of your affairs, in all of your decisions, in all of your life choices. And look to what He teaches us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to go to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Because we have sent you as the best individual, the one with the best of morals, the best of characters. Whoever wants to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever wants to get the proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then turn to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Look to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is your means, he is your connection, he is your wasila to getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not and will not ever let you down, neither will the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam let you down. As long as you follow his morals, as long as you follow his ethics, his values, his lessons, and you will see his compassion and you will see his mercy, you will see the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and you will be raised. You will be raised in the eyes of insan. You will be raised, more importantly, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned at the beginning, that human nature is to look up from the time that we are born. And when we die, we still look up to those people who will take care of me, who will do my janazah, who will take care of my children. And we also look up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy. But all of these things, they fluctuate with hal and circumstances. Everything changes. Halat change. But if you want to have hope and yaqeen, and you want to have stability and safety in your life, then look up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he tells you to go and look up to the best of morals, the best of characters, the best of virtues, the best of insan, none other than the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So our eyes and our heart should be fixed to the highest of goals, the highest of standards, which is the Qur'an, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the sunnah, which is the life of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Prioritize your focus to your deen and everything else will fall in place. Because those people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the love of others in their heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides ease for you from your difficulties. So the point is, don't lose yourself in the dunya. You need to look above and beyond the things that you see just before you and be able to focus on things which are far greater. If you look at the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he never let his eyes swerve away or be unfocused from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would say that, "Oh Allah, take away my soul if my heart goes away from you, i.e. becomes heedless of you, and I forget you and your remembrance. I don't want you to ever lose focus upon me, or for you to ever forget me. I never want to forget you, O my Lord." What is the purpose of life if the people that you love ignore you? The people that you love don't take care of you? The people that you love abuse you or don't tolerate you? You think, what's the point of life? And this is why people become suicidal, because they think, what's the point? Nobody cares, nobody's there, nobody loves me, oh, X, Y, and Z. This is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had the strongest connection, and that is connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his focus of his heart, of his soul, of his eyes was always on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his focus was also upon the ummah, his ummah, the ummah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His focus was upon, his sight was upon the pleasure, the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why even when the Messenger alayhi salam went into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it described, how is it mentioned, the focus and the sight and the connection and the focus of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. That the sight of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, his focus, his alignment did not swerve away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatsoever. Do you know when somebody's there and they're about to give you a reward, rather than look at them, you start looking at what are the gifts, what are the rewards, what will I get? And you start thinking ahead of yourself. But the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam knew that his goal, his objective was always to remain and entirely, utterly focused
on none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there he is, Masni alayhi salatu wasalam, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sight and the heart and the eyes of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam did not swerve whatsoever, neither did it transgress. It stayed within that alignment, within that focus, within that limit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of that, he certainly saw the greatest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The human eye, it's very hard for you to focus. You know, ask your children today, focus on this, and their focus and their attention span will be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and that's it. They want to do something else. But we as Muslims, with all of the distractions in the dunya, whether those distractions are of your wealth, of your family, of your children, of success, of power or pleasure, you need to move away from all of those distractions and keep your eye focused on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remain within the hudud, within the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue to establish your deen for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then and only then will you be successful. But we know in our lifetime, today we are here, tomorrow we are there. Our iman is here today, tomorrow it might be there, and the third day it might be down there. We are constantly there in a state of flux. Whereas we need to be in a state of stagnancy, being completely stagnant, being completely still and focused and aligned with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see the people of Makkah, the people of Quraysh, the Muhajireen and the Ansar, the people of Makkah and Medina, if you see the tribe, and if you look at the lives of the great companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, Sayyidina Ali, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Bilal ibn Rabah, Zayd ibn al-Haris, and so many other companions that were there amongst and around the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Their focus wasn't there just to align themselves with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for political reasons, for reasons of power, of control, of wealth, or anything else. They didn't just look at what was in front of them, but rather they looked into the eyes and looked into the heart of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and they saw the truth. They looked via the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam into the heavens, and they sacrificed everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the love of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is the difference between looking at somebody and looking into somebody. They didn't just look outwardly to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, because the other people who were against the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they just looked at him. The Sahaba ikram looked into him, and when they saw him, they saw that his eyes and his alignment and his focus was only and solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the pleasures of the dunya or the pleasures of the self, but rather the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Sahaba ikram, they remembered and they saw this verse and it made sense to them, because they realized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to them when he said, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاصِرَةٌ. That faces, those faces that remain focused in the dunya, they remain focused on the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, focused on their deen, focused on the hereafter, those faces will be radiant, those faces will be illuminated, those faces will be at peace. Why? Because they'll be looking at their Lord on the day of Qiyamah. They have prepared their sight and their focus throughout their entire life, and now they are standing there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completely still, at calm, at peace within themselves. They know also as well, the Sahaba ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which deceives the eye and what the breast conceal. There are so many things that we see on your tablet, on your phone, when you go out and about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how you try to deceive yourself, how you try to deceive other people, and what is within your heart. So you cannot deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot conceal anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither can you deceive the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So make sure that your heart is focused on the hereafter. Your heart is focused on looking up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than just look towards people and insan, but look to something which is everlasting, and look towards the best of characters, the best of individuals, the best individual who is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to focus ourselves and return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba ikram were those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. These are the Sahaba Ikram, when they saw with their eyes, when they saw with their heart, when they heard what was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you could see their eyes overflowing with tears because of what they recognized of truth. You can recognize the truth with your ears, you can recognize the truth with your eyes. And this is the difference between the Sahaba Ikram and us, that they saw the truth, they realized the truth, they heard the truth, and they embodied the truth, and then they returned back to the truth. Whereas we hear the truth again and again on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on Jum'ah. We see the truth in all of the ayat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, but our hearts do not tremble, our hearts do not change, our eyesight and our focus does not change from the dunya, it does not realign itself to the hereafter, but we remain in that particular position. But the Sahaba Ikram, they changed their focus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did they say? They said, "Oh, our Lord, we have believed, so register us amongst the believers. Rabbana amanna faktubna ma'ash-shahideen." So this is a very important aspect for us to reflect upon in the month of Rabiul Awwal, that from the time that we are born, from the time that we come into this dunya, it is the natural disposition of insan to look up. We look towards our mother, our father, our siblings, our family, our friends, our teachers, and we look up towards the social media and athletes and celebrities. But all of these people, they are deficient in themselves. And the way you see them today is not the same that you will see them tomorrow, but rather we should look up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which pleases Him. We should look up towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to fulfill our real duty.